Title: Breakbeat Sequence Masterclass Using Session View to Arrangement View in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 workflow lesson focused on a very specific drum and bass skill, building a breakbeat and rolling bass system in Session View, then performing it into Arrangement View like it's a real take, not drawing boxes for 2 hours, performing, capturing, then editing like a producer. We're aiming for that modern roller energy, where the bass feels like it's reacting to the break. Target tempo is 174 BPM, right in that 172 to 176 pocket. Here's the big picture of what you're building today. You'll end up with a mini-tune skeleton, a drum group with a warped break and layered one-shots, plus ghost notes and fills, a bass group with two layers, a clean mono sub and a mid-resish layer that brings the character. Then you'll set up session view scenes like intro, roll, drop, drop variation, and a one-bar fill scene. Finally, you'll record a full performance into Arrangement View and refine it with phrase structure, automation, and transitions. Let's set the project up so the groove lands right. Set the tempo to 174. Now go into Preferences, Warp and Launch. Turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. You're going to warp breaks manually, because DNB breaks are sacred and Auto Warp can absolutely destroy the transients. Set the default warp mode to Beats. Create your tracks. One MIDI track called SUB Bass, one MIDI track called MID Bass, one audio track called Break, one MIDI track called Drum One Shots, and put a drum rack on it. Now create two return tracks. Return A, name it Short Verb, put Ableton Reverb on it. Set decay around 0.35 to 0.6 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 20 milliseconds, low cut around 250 to 400, high cut around 7k to 10k. Keep the return 100% wet, because it's a return. Return B, name it Dub Delay, put Echo on it. Time can be 1/8 dotted for that classic DNB bounce, or 1/4 if you want it more spacious. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 250, low pass around 6 to 8k. A tiny bit of modulation is nice. Again, 100% wet on the return. Now we build the performance ready break system in Session View. First, load a break. Amen, think. Funky drummer, whatever fits your vibe. Drop it onto the break audio track. Double-click the clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, preserve to transients, and set the envelope around 40 to 60. Higher envelope tightens the slices and keeps the punch. Then set your loop length to either 1 bar or 2 bars. In DNB, 2 bars often feels more authentic, because the break has a conversation across the phrase. Teacher note, don't fight the break. If your warp markers are making the snare sound like it's smeared or papery, stop and fix the warp. One clean warp job beats 10 plugins later. Now, advanced move. Right-click that break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Choose Slice to Drum Rack. Now your break is playable across pads, which is perfect for micro edits, fills, and controlled variation without chopping audio manually in the arrangement. Next, layer punch with one shot so it hits in clubs. On drum one shots, inside the drum rack, set up a kick on C1, a snare on D1, closed hats around F-sharp or G-sharp 1, a ride or shuffle hat around A-sharp 1, and optionally a crash or impact on C2. Now process each pad lightly, but intentionally. On the kick chain, EQ8, cut mud around 250 to 400. If you need weight, a tiny bump around 55 to 70. Then saturator with soft clip-on. Drive about 2 to 5 dB. On the snare, drum bus, drive somewhere around 5 to 15, crunch 5 to 20. Often keep boom off for DNB snares because boom can mess with the low end and mask the kick. If it's harsh, EQ8 and notch around 3.5 to 6k a little. On hats, auto filter high pass 300 to 600, then utility width 120 to 150 if it's not facey. And if it is facey, back off. Width is a privilege, not a right. Now make a 1-bar MIDI clip in Session View with a classic DNB backbone. Kick on 1.1, and optionally a little extra kick around 1.3.3 if you want more push. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4. That's your spine. Don't mess up the spine. Then hats in 1/16 or 1/8, with subtle variation. If it feels robotic, we'll fix it with groove later, but keep the pattern readable. Now glue the break and one shots together into a drum bus. Group break and drum one shots into a group called drums. On the drums group, put glue compressor first. Attack 3ms, release auto ratio 2:1. Pull threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. Then add saturator with soft clip on. drive 1 to 4 dB, then EQ8, low cut 25 to 35 HC to clear out useless rumble, and if it's dull, a tiny high shelf plus 1 dB around 9 to 12K. Tiny. If you start chasing sparkle too hard, your hats will turn into sand. Now we build rolling bass clips that talk to the break. We're doing two layers, sub for weight and consistency, mid for character and motion. On sub bass, add operator. Use algorithm A only, sine wave. Then a saturator, drive 1 to 2 dB, soft clip on. Then a EQ8 low pass around 120 to 180, so it stays a sub. Then utility, bass mono on. Width 0%, non-negotiable. You want the low end to survive big systems and mono playback. Create two MIDI clips for the sub in session view, both two bars. Sub roll a rolling 1/8 pattern, with occasional tie so it breathes. Sub roll B, same notes, but change the rhythm so it locks differently with your ghost kicks or hats. Quick musical tip, pick a key range like F, F sharp, or G. DNB loves that region for weight. Keep it simple. One or two notes for most of the roll, and maybe a third note as a turnaround at the end of the two bars. Now mid-bass. On mid-bass, add wave-eatable, oscillator 1 on a saw or complex style wave, unison 2 to 4, detune around 10 to 20%, then auto-filter, low pass 24 dB. Add a subtle envelope amount, like 5 to 15, so the note has a little bite. Then add distortion. You can use saturator, but in Live 12, roar is amazing here. Start with something gentle like a gentle drive vibe, then set drive around 10 to 25%, tone slightly dark, mix around 60 to 90, then EQ8 and high pass around 120 to 180 HC so it doesn't fight the sub, then utility width around 90 to 130%, but always check mono compatibility. Now create three mid clips. Mid stab A, short offbeat notes that answer the snare. Think call and response. Mid stab B, more active rhythm for drop variation. Mid-filtered, same notes but automate the filter cutoff down so it becomes a breakdown tool. Now sidechain both bass tracks to the groove so it rolls clean. On sub-bass and mid-bass, add a standard compressor, not glue. Turn sidechain on. Audio from can be drum one-shots, or better, a dedicated sidechain trigger track that we'll talk about in a second. Set ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 3 ms, release 50 to 120 ms. Adjust release until the bass breathes with the drums instead of wobbling randomly. Threshold, aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction depending on how pumpy you want it. Extra coach move, build a dedicated sidechain trigger track for precision. Create a MIDI track with a drum rock containing a short click or kick, and set the track output to no output or sends only. Program a clean, consistent DNB-friendly trigger pattern. Then sidechain the bass to that instead of your actual drums. Why? Because when your drum layers change between scenes, your bass pump stays consistent. That's how you keep the drop feeling stable even when the drums get fancy. Now let's build session view scenes like a real DNB arrangement. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That means when you launch a scene, everything switches cleanly on the bar, like it's meant to. Scene 1. Intro, DJ friendly. Use a filtered break or hats only vibe. Minimal sub, mid off. Scene 2. Roll, full break with ghosts, sub roll A, mid filtered with low cutoff for tension. Scene 3, drop, full break plus layered snare, sub roll A, mid stab A. This is your main statement. Scene 4, drop var, break with extra edits, sub roll B, mid stab B. Scene 5, one bar fill, a dedicated one bar break fill clip, sub muted or a single note. Mid can do a quick stab or a delay throw moment for your fill clips. Change clip quantization to 1/4 or even none, so you can fire it instantly without waiting a whole bar. That's how you get those oh moments right before the phrase turns. Now, a couple advanced performance tools that change everything. First, follow actions. Pick a few break clips, like clean, edited, and fill variations. Turn on follow action. Set the time to 1 or 2 bars. Choose next or other, and set chance around 30 to 60%. Now the break can auto-perform controlled variations, while your hands stay on bass filters, and FX sends during the take. It's like having a co-pilot that's still playing your material. Second, legato switching for bass continuity. If your bass clips are the same length, enable legato in the clip launch settings for both sub and mid clips. Now when you switch bass clips, the playhead doesn't reset. It changes rhythm and notes without sounding like a new loop started. That's huge for making the bass feel like one evolving performance instead of copy-paste blocks. Third, groove pool, but with discipline. Add swing to the one-shot hats and the break sliced MIDI, but keep the sub mostly straight. At 174 BPM, too much swing can turn into slop fast. In groove settings, try timing around 10 to 25% on the drums if needed. Also, clip gain staging before you hit your buses. This is a big one. Instead of compensating with device output knobs later, adjust clip gain so the break variations peak consistently and the snare layer doesn't suddenly jump when you change scenes. If your levels are stable, your glue and saturator behave predictably during performance capture. That's how you get consistent punch. Now the master move, perform and record into arrangement view. Hit arrangement record at the top. Stay in session view. Now launch your scenes in order. Give yourself readal phrase lengths. Intro 8 to 16 bars. Roll 16 bars. Drop 32 bars. Drop variation 32 bars. Then use your fill scene to transition into another drop or into a breakdown moment. While recording, perform like an instrument. Ride the MIDE bass filter cutoff. Open it over the first 8 bars of the drop, then stabilize it so the groove locks. Do snare delay throws. On certain snare hits, briefly push the send to echo, then pull it back immediately. That momentary throw is the difference between static and alive. Toggle break slice clips for micro variation. Swap in a 1-bar edited version at phrase ends, then return to the anchor loop. Teacher note: micro edits are spice, not the meal. If every bar is a new chop, the listener loses the thread. Keep one anchor break that stays recognizable and use edits as punctuation, especially on bar 4, 8, 16 and points. When you're done recording, go to arrangement view and hit back to arrangement. That ensures you're hearing what you recorded, not session view override still controlling playback. This one button trips people up all the time. Now we refine the arrangement like DNB, edits, space and impact.